Hi, and welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics, and in this podcast, we offer expert advice and practical strategies so you can have an amazing sex life. We use explicit language, and nothing is taboo. You can submit a question to be answered on future episodes by coming over to pleasuremechanics.com and hitting the Ask Us Anything button. While you're there, definitely join our free weekly newsletter so you can stay up to date with all of our latest podcasts, exclusive giveaways, and more. When you are ready to master new erotic skills and unleash more pleasure in your life, enroll in one of our erotic mastery courses. Our online multimedia courses cover everything from couples massage to foreplay mastery to erotic spanking, and you'll find them all over at pleasuremechanics.com. Use the code SPEAKINGOFSEX for 20% off the course of your choice. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about how to amp up the intensity of an orgasm. Charlotte's going to get us started by reading a question submitted by a listener.
Dear Mechanics, my wife recently stumbled upon your podcast, and we are now both fans. We've had a good sex life, but after 10 years, things have cooled down until discovering Pleasure Mechanics. I've done some reading in the past about clitoral versus full vaginal orgasms. I'm not convinced that my wife has had full vaginal orgasms with me, just clitoral, but she says otherwise. I've been with women prior to her that clearly had full-body, ground-shaking orgasms, and my wife's never seemed to hit that level. I admit I'm learning how to more intimately penetrate my wife, but are there any tips that could help her achieve fuller orgasms?
This is a great question, and we hear versions of this from both men and women who are interested in bringing up the intensity of their orgasm. We should first clear up a few myths that are present in this question. The first is the myth of vaginal versus clitoral orgasm. This myth is a remnant of Freudian psychology, and Dr. Freud had a lot of good contributions, but one of the things he really said was that clitoral orgasms were the immature orgasms, and vaginal orgasms were the mature version of female orgasms. This has all been really debunked by science recently, and the truth is that an orgasm is an orgasm. There are no distinct types of orgasms based on different parts of the body.
It used to be thought that the G-spot was a whole separate area of the female sexual anatomy, and that the clitoris and the G-spot were entirely disconnected sections of sexual anatomy. But more recent scientific findings show that the clitoris and the vaginal erectile tissue are all one unified structure.
Well, here's the truth, is that the clitoris is not just an external structure.
Right, it's also an internal structure that goes deep into the body that can be stimulated from inside the vagina, from the perineum, from around the anus. It's one beautiful, complex, gorgeous piece of erectile tissue that can be stimulated in a variety of different ways.
Because one way to think about it is the male and female sexual system is much more similar than it is different. We all start with the same parts that then differentiate in utero, and the clitoral structure is actually about just as large as the penis structure. And that might blow your mind a little bit when you're used to just seeing the very tip of the iceberg, which is on the outside of the body. The rest of the clitoral structure extends deep in the body, as Charlotte was saying, it branches off. And so even when you're stimulating a woman inside, you're still stimulating the roots of the clitoris. And so these random vague differentiations between clitoral orgasms and vaginal orgasms and cervical orgasms are really about where she's feeling the intensity of sensation. And if that's useful for you to describe orgasms based on where you're feeling the focus of sensation, then go for it. But it's time that we stop thinking about these orgasms as different types of orgasms that need to be goals. And if you're not having a certain type of orgasm, you're not as enlightened as other people. And there's a lot of kind of orgasm debate about the validity and the sophistication of different types of orgasms. And One of the things I love in Emily Nagoski, who's a sex researcher, her new book, we did an interview with her in episodes 79 and 80. You can find those in the archives at pleasuremechanics.com. She describes an orgasm as the release of sexual tension. And in that definition, which she based on all sorts of research, there's no mention of pleasure. There's no mention of the clitoris. It's just about that climactic release of tension. And when you start to think of it that way, any kind of sensation, any kind of stimulation, any kind of fantasy that gets you there counts towards your orgasm.
What does that say then about pleasure and its contribution to orgasm? I think that as a culture, we think of orgasm and pleasure being very entwined, though I know that a lot of men probably have experienced ejaculations without orgasm and know that feeling. So we understand that those can happen.
Well, we've talked about this before, but arousal, erection, ejaculation, and orgasm are all different physiological processes, and we tend to think of them as a package deal, but they're not. They're all distinct. And so separating out pleasure from orgasm can be really useful because we can experience pleasure in all kinds of ways in bed, with or without an orgasm. An orgasm is just a distinct process that happens. And I think why this is useful is because, you know, people like paraplegics who have no sensation from their neck down can still experience orgasm without the physical intense pleasure, but they experience the mental experience of an orgasm. And when measured, their body is still going through the process of an orgasm. And so I think these things are useful to us because we tend to think of pleasure, arousal, orgasm as this linear path. You know, if I stimulate my wife in just the right way and enough intensity that I'll get her to an orgasm. And maybe it's time that we break these things down and don't think about all pleasure as being orgasm related, and yet still honor the orgasm for the process that it is. Because some sex wants to be tension releasing, right? Like some sex is all about building up that arousal, building up lots of sexual tension, and then releasing it in a climactic orgasm. And that can be really fun. Other kinds of sex might be about just a slow, sensual enjoyment of the flesh and not be about that building up of tension. And that could be a whole nother way to enjoy sexuality.
So we could probably talk about orgasm forever.
But
we will. But let's get back to this anonymous, lovely listener's question. So he is wondering about how he can encourage his wife to have a stronger orgasm. And I'm saying encourage because in reality, no one can give you an orgasm. It's yours to experience.
Well, the other problem I saw in this question, actually there are two. One is the intensity of orgasms varies from person to person and within each person throughout the duration of their lives. And I think it's a mistake to compare your current lover's orgasmic expression with that of your previous lovers. I think that's setting yourself up for unfair expectations because we all express our orgasms in different ways. So if a previous lover was thrashing and moaning and gripping the sheets and being super, you know, demonstrating that kind of earth-shaking orgasm he mentioned, that's awesome, but that might not be the authentic expression of his wife. And so it's all about how to give his wife more pleasure and more fulfillment, not about making her live up to someone else's expression.
Well, and the orgasm of the first person who was having what looked like earth-shaking orgasms, we don't know if that actually felt better than what your wife is feeling.
Exactly.
So it can, what it looks like and how it feels are two separate pieces, and you can't compare them across people, as you were saying.
And the other misconception, I think, is this idea of penetration leading to orgasm. We've covered this before, so we won't go into full depth with it now, but the truth is most women do not have orgasms from penetration alone. They need direct clitoral stimulation. So focusing on how to penetrate better and more gracefully is a beautiful thing and will lead to better sex, but it won't necessarily lead to bigger and more intense orgasms. For that, you're going to need to learn how to master the use of your hands and your mouth, and we cover those skills in the Foreplay Mastery course. And if you are dedicated to being a better lover to women, then that course is a must. And we also cover all of the techniques to amp up men's arousal as well. And we've put all of our best techniques in that course because the truth is the intensity of an orgasm is really about building more arousal. And that's the backbone of the course, is how do you build more arousal in the body?
And an essential piece there is creating enough relaxation in her body so that she can experience intense arousal. But it's a process. The more arousal that the body has, the better and stronger orgasms she can have. So investing your time and energy in what we commonly think of as foreplay and preparing for sex is actually going to give you, I want to say more bang for your buck, but that's a weird phrase here, is going to help her have better, stronger orgasms than actually focusing on what you're doing differently during intercourse, which is, I know, kind of a strange idea perhaps, but it's what seems to work again and again and again. So that she's really warmed up by the time you get to intercourse.
Well, not even warmed up, but she's had her orgasms by the time you are doing penetration.
That is our recommendation.
Yeah, because if we know that women don't tend to have orgasms during penetration, men tend to want to rest after their own orgasms and ejaculation, then the formula really points to creating a woman's experience of orgasm before penetration begins. And again, we've talked about that before. And the focus of this episode is intensity of orgasm, because we're using this word better orgasms. And I think we don't need to get too philosophical here, but what does a better orgasm mean? I think a good orgasm is what you need in the moment. And sometimes that's a very gentle, meditative, soft orgasm that just feels like a good sigh in your body. And other times you want an intense, growling, clutching the bed for dear life kind of orgasm. But one is not necessarily better than the other. So when we're looking at intensity of orgasm, we need to keep in mind that this is an item on the menu. It's not necessarily the goal of every sexual encounter.
Right, just like there are different moods in life, there are different moods in bed and in pleasure. And that's an important point.
So if you are looking for more intensity, here are a few tips to amp up the intensity of your orgasm, which for some people will mean a sharper climax, and for other people will mean more sensation and a more full body orgasm. But the key to creating more intensity, no matter what that looks like for you, is about building more arousal. So Charlotte mentioned step one is relaxing the body. And what this does is it creates the conditions in the body for more arousal to take place. And we cover that in the foreplay course. We really recommend using couples massage as a prelude to sex because it really sets you up for higher levels of arousal.
So after the body is really relaxed, it makes a lot of sense to go on to full body touch. So to really stimulate and wake up the sensation in her whole body. This is an essential piece to creating full body orgasms because you're bringing your attention and awareness to her whole body so that she remembers it's there, so that when the orgasmic energy starts running through the body, it is felt everywhere because we get numb as we walk through the world.
Yeah, it's really about warming up the body and bringing the erotic focus of attention from broad to focused. So starting with light touch all over the full body, then circling into more erogenous zones, the neck, the breasts, the belly, then slowly introducing touch to the genitals. And as you focus in on the more erotic zones, you're not forgetting the rest of the body. So if your mouth is on her clitoris, you're running your hands all over her body. And what this does is it continues to bring sensation and bring attention to every inch of her skin, which will amplify her arousal by multiples, because every inch of our skin has the potential to create pleasure. And so the more we bring attention to it, the more pleasure can be felt throughout the body.
So as Chris was saying, you're focusing on creating as much sensation as possible for her. There are a lot of things that she can be doing to amplify her own experience of orgasm and arousal. And I don't know if she is interested in partaking in any of these, but we'll share them in case she is.
The first is using breath. Breath is one of the most underestimated erotic tools out there. And if you can learn to take deep, relaxed breaths during arousal, you may be surprised at what happens. It can really intensify sensation. So when it comes to increasing intensity of orgasm, there are always a lot of factors to consider. Your role in creating more stimulation and better sensations is definitely not to be taken lightly, and you can master the skills to give her more pleasure for sure. But ultimately, it also comes down to her willingness to receive these sensations, focus on the stimulation, and create more arousal for herself. And a lot of times, the role of the recipient goes overlooked because we think of sex that is something done to us rather than something we're actively participating in. So we're going to give you a few tips that she can use to increase her arousal, but it's really up to her whether or not she puts them into action. So the first thing women can do to increase their arousal is learn how to breathe for more pleasure. Breath is a highly underestimated erotic skill, and it's really as simple as taking deep, relaxing breaths while you are being stimulated. And you don't have to take my word for it, just try it next time someone is touching you in a pleasurable way. Take long, deep, relaxed breaths and notice what happens to the sensation. A lot of people report tingling or glowing sensations. People talk about sensations flowing through their entire body. A lot of people even get high when they breathe this way during arousal. You can get high on pleasure. So if that interests you, just try taking long, deep, relaxed breaths and see what happens.
Another way you can really amp up sensation is to bring more blood and circulation to the pelvis. This can either be done before you head on into your lovemaking sessions, or it can be done while you're being pleasured. The way that you do this is through movement, and there can be a wide variety of activities that can have the same result. So it's really about finding what feels good and authentic and doable for you. This can look like working out, whatever exercise feels good for you. And there are studies that have shown that doing exercise before sex does increase arousal and orgasm. So this is fact-based, people.
Hard science here, yeah. So to speak.
So, and this goes for men too, right? We're talking right now about women, but this works in all bodies.
Yes.
So movement, working out, dancing, belly dancing especially was developed for women's fertility dances. It is amazing for the pelvis. So if any of those sorts of movements feel fun and authentic for you, go for it. And this can just look like 5 minutes before you get into the bedroom. You're getting yourself in the mood. We've talked about this in other podcasts. Just hip circles. A few minutes of hip circles can just open up the pelvis and prepare it and get it ready for all the pleasure that awaits.
And during sex?
And then during sex, you can really focus on thrusts, undulations, again, doing circles while you're being pleasured. These movements will again bring more blood to the area while you're being touched and makes you more of an active receiver, which then brings your whole body and your mind into the experience more fully so that you are bringing your full attention to the pleasure and sensation that you're receiving. So these might sound a little bit wacky to some people, but they really do increase the level of sensation that you're having and can create a much more powerful experience. So try them out in whatever versions feel best to you and feel doable.
Another way you can increase arousal is by making more sound. By opening up your throat and allowing yourself to make more noise during sex, you can turn both of you on a little more. Most people find it really arousing to hear their lover make sounds, and it also can be a great way to signal to your lover when something they're doing feels particularly good. But on a strictly physiological level, making sounds increases arousal in the body. And this is a little bit of a mysterious mechanism, I think, but most people report it to be true, that the more sound you make, the more turned on you can get. And it doesn't have to sound like a porn soundtrack. Make it authentic to you. A little moan, groan, grunt, or sigh is perfectly good. Just make sure you are opening up your throat, breathing deep, and making sound.
And we're so glad to hear that you are focusing on learning to penetrate your woman with more skill and tenderness and grace. We also want to mention our podcast number 46, which is Recipe for Orgasmic Intercourse.
And you can find that and our 80 plus podcast episode archive over at pleasuremechanics.com. And we've talked a lot about female pleasure, about orgasmic intercourse. So browse through the podcasts and study up a bit, and you'll find lots of strategies for making lovemaking more pleasurable. I think the takeaway from this episode is that you can deliberately increase the intensity of orgasms, and you do that through building more arousal, and so you build more sexual tension. And a good image there might be a balloon. If you only fill up the balloon a little bit and then pop it, it kind of makes a weak little pop. But if you blow up a balloon really, really firm and build up lots of surface tension, then when you pop it, it's very explosive. And the same is true for our orgasms. The more sexual tension you have built up over days and weeks and through the arousal process, the more intense that orgasm will feel. And so if you're searching for more intensity, these are strategies that you can do, and it takes both partners. The giver has to develop the skills to give more incredible sensations and the confidence to do so. And our foreplay mastery course is a great place to start. And the recipient also needs to learn how to receive that sensation and build up arousal in his or her own body. But with that quest for more intense orgasms, it's important not to compare orgasms or feel pressure around the kind of orgasms you're experiencing or how you're expressing your orgasms, because that pressure really just drains the fun out of sex, and the anxiety around that will actually make you less orgasmic. So keep it authentic, have fun with it, and explore the range of orgasms you're capable of feeling.
And though technically perhaps there's no difference between a vaginal and a clitoral orgasm, please explore fully. And as you're exploring the clitoris, touch all parts of her with curiosity and explore internally and see what kind of sensations you can evoke for her. Let's not get caught up in the lists of the kinds of orgasms we can have, but just keep exploring and seeing what kind of sensations show up.
And all of our best techniques for stimulating the female sexual system are in that foreplay mastery course we've talked about. You can find it at pleasuremechanics.com. And as a valued listener of our podcast, please use the code SPEAKINGOFSEX for 20% off the online course of your choice. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics.
Wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.